Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. 6 out of 11 Bundaberg councillors voted against building height amendments in September, but council is bringing it back to the table. Development manager Michael Ellery sought to move a motion to allow 5-storey buildings along the Bagara Esplanade and 6-storey buildings one street back. 5 councillors voted for the motion, 6 voted against. Former planner George Martin says council will likely put the issue back to a vote due to recent qualified state interest in amending the height. He says councillors need to push back if they want to save Bagara from becoming a concrete jungle.
I would be really impressed if those 6 councillors stood up again and rejected the proposal that they rejected back in September. There's only one vote that's going to change that.
Police are appealing for assistance in identifying the vehicle and driver involved in an alleged evading police incident in Childers. Officers say on Wednesday afternoon, a vehicle evaded police on Childers Road between the Bruce Highway and Clarks Road intersections in North Isis. The vehicle's been described as a red Mazda CX-5 bearing no plates and was last seen travelling in a northbound direction along Childers Road towards Bundaberg. More details can be found on the My Police website. Children in the Sunshine State are landing in intensive care units, with the number of cases of under-5s being harmed by vaping products soaring. Queensland Poisons Information Centre data shows a nearly 500% increase in calls since 2020 involving children under 5 years of age being exposed to e-cigarette and vaping devices. State government data reveals that 16% of high school students have reported using e-cigarettes. Some big names in the Australian TV-making industry have made their way to Hervey Bay this week. It's as filming's begun on a new psychological thriller, 13 Summers. Actor Beck Hewitt says the Fraser Coast is a prime location.
The crew are so lovely. The people in Hervey Bay are so lovely, so I'm having a really good experience.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.